Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? We're back with another episode of Real Housewives of Potomac Season 3. Tonight, we're discussing hairlines, prenups, event wars, and Sherman's ghost. We got more coming up right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Y'all, we are listening to Everybody Mad, but we listen to the Beyonce Coachella version. For those of y'all who are listening in and tuning in on iTunes,
I was there. Chella was lit.
Hey. And guess what, y'all? Everybody mad. Everybody's mad. Welcome back to AfterBuzz TV. We're discussing the Real Housewives of Potomac. Our apologies for not being here last week. It was a holiday, so you know how that goes. And so tonight we're back and we're discussing episodes 9 and 10 of Real Housewives of Potomac. And let me tell y'all something. This season has taken quite a few interesting turns, and we got a lot to cover tonight to break it all down. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott, who I got with me tonight.
It's your boy, Jay Lamar, in the building.
And, you know, just like any reality show, we like to bring in new panelists every couple of weeks, you know, to refresh this whole situation.
I came here to be refreshing. Yes, I did.
You guys will know that we started off with one panel and now we're here. But guess what? Everything evolves and we're about to get it popping tonight. Mm-hmm. So,
we get back to the money real quick?
Let's get back to the money one more time. Can we get back to that? Hey.
Yeah. Hey. What's up?
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. So last we were all together. Monique was about to pop Robin with an umbrella. That's what we left off at. We literally left off with that cliffhanger.
And I was here for it. I was ready for that umbrella to pop and blow Miss Robin away. Because I'm tired of her. I am sick and tired of Robin.
First and foremost, what you won't do.
What I will.
You know what's funny, though? I like Robin and Monique. So I have a hard time with this whole situation. But let me tell you something. I definitely think that, listen, with Robin, you're going to need an umbrella. You're probably going to need a bat. You're probably going to need a couple of different things. Because I don't really feel like she wanted to play with.
I feel like Robin is all bark and no bite because she ain't bit yet.
No.
I'm like, she ain't bit yet.
She rolled up on her like she was about to bite.
And what Monique do?
Nothing. Oh, sure. Nothing.
She had to think about the 17 homes that she has, the 18 cars. She had to think about that.
As you guys know, this whole situation simmered down. Everybody was actually asked to leave. Literally. The Housewives of Potomac were asked to leave by security. And so in the last episode, we also got an apology from Ashley to Monique.
Mm-hmm.
Did you feel like that apology was sincere?
No.
Why?
I feel like it just didn't have no substance. I mean, just like any other apology on a reality show, I feel like it was really just like, oh, I'm sorry. It was so much shade behind it. You didn't see the shade behind it in the confessionals?
Yeah.
Because Ashley is very shady.
Listen, Ashley is what makes the show go round.
I can give her that.
Literally,
I love
like. Stirring it up.
That's her job, honey. She get paid to stir it up.
But she does it so naturally. It's almost like.
I don't know. It seemed a little pre-planned.
I don't know. It comes like, you know, okay, so let me give you an alternative. Like, I feel like Kenya Moore is somebody who also stirs the pot. But it always seems like, girl, you plan to stir that pot.
That's true.
I feel like with Ashley, it's just kind of like, oh, I tripped into this drama.
She's like that annoying little sister that
telling everything.
Tell all your business.
Telling all
you had somebody in the house late at night, like she tell all your business. Because she didn't have to do Monique like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, why did you have to put out there that I had four cocktails and I drove my $200,000 Bentley in a hole. That's my business.
Yeah, I mean, we have discussed this whole insinuation ad nauseum here, so I just kind of feel like I definitely agree with Monique in the sense that when you put out an accusation like that, or when you say something that sounds like, oh, you've been drinking and driving, mm-hmm. you make it sound like she was carelessly doing it.
Right.
Because it's just implication that, yeah. that you don't want to have associated with your name, particularly if you did not get a DUI from that situation.
Exactly.
So that being said, I think in the last episode, we saw some rumblings of, you know, Sherman's ghost. I say Sherman's ghost because he has been very absent.
Yeah. Wait, Sherman here. You see him?
Hey,
Sherman.
Oh, hey, Sherman. Sherman is our third panelist for tonight,
he
guys.
He is. I mean, he can't show up for Giselle, but he shows up for us.
Listen, I got a lot of theories about Mr. Sherman. And we got a lot to unpack about him a little bit later on. So y'all got to make sure that y'all stay tuned to that. Because like I said, we're going to be discussing some the MVP of the episode. That's coming up. You know, y'all know we got to do that. We got some news and gossip for y'all, but we're going to break down this episode. We're going to talk about this whole prenup with Michael and Ashley. We're going to talk about this hairline, these event wars. And listen, it's just a lot. And Sherman's ghost is the least of our worries right now. Let's get into this prenup with Michael and Ashley. This seemed like it was her idea to have this prenuptial extension to this line item on the prenup. I don't, you know, now here's did she need to do that?
My whole thing with the whole renup situation.
Renup.
You're about to surpass the time frame on the prenup. I think she said it was 3 years. Mm-hmm. After 3 years, she receives half of whatever yeah. Michael is worth.
Right.
Now, granted, she says she didn't go into it for the money.
Yeah.
But at the same time, we watch Michael kind of, you know, build her up and tear her down, build her up and tear her down
mm-hmm.
the past two seasons, talking to her like she's a child.
Right.
I feel like sometimes in a relationship like theirs, you got to grab them by the balls. And to me, by saying like, hey, you know, I have half your money, so you're going to respect me now.
Right.
I feel like she should not have signed that prenup. I would not
yeah,
have
I mean, it. It came across like it was her idea. And I'm like, why would you? First of all, I think I'm not married, but I hear things about people who are married.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I understand, people who are married go through periods of time where they probably want to be divorced.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they even in a relationship, this, when you're not married,
yeah,
you probably go through these hard times and, you know, you kind of break up and split up and you come back together.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think that, I think that's a part of a marriage, you know, yeah. working
through,
it out.
When I was in a relationship, I went through multiple breakups
yeah.
in my head. Like, I may not have said it, but I broke up with the person every day. We broke up every day, okay? And then we got back together.
But see, that's the thing. I mean, at the end of the day, I think a relationship is really about multiple compromises. I mean, you're going to continuously be compromising.
Yeah.
And it really is about your capacity to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
Because nobody's going to be perfect in any situation. You're dealing with two separate people. So I just feel like, yo, like, y'all split up for a little bit. You had got your own little place, yeah, yeah, yeah. But y'all ended up coming back together. Why are you re-upping the prenup?
Well, I think that she said because she came back into the marriage 2.5 years in. And she felt like if it looked as though, because the prenup was for 3 years, that she would just come back in to make that 3-year mark. So I guess in her mind, and I feel like she probably got this idea from her mama, to be honest. And true, she got it from her mama.
Girl, don't be listening to your mama's advice about these finances right now.
Don't listen to your mama about the finances or to me, Ashley. Don't listen to your mama about finances and men, because she ain't got neither one. But I strongly feel like...
She does have one. He is called Leech. That's what we call him here. Leech.
Leech. Broke leech. And Leech. Step on that leech, get rid of him, Ashley mama. But well, I feel like she probably listened to her mom or maybe her girlfriend said, oh, girl, he probably gonna think that you want to get back with him so you can get his money. So why don't you just tell him to extend the prenup? Because she only extended, I think, what, 2.5 more years? Like, she did a 5 year.
Yeah, but still, it's like, in my mind, it's like, I mean, what do you need to prove? You didn't already kick your mama out and she in the hotel? Like, you did the work.
I wonder what the prenup said. Like, what were the clauses? Well, did he put the mama in the prenup now?
You know, I wouldn't be surprised.
It was a short prenup. It was only one page.
Well, maybe that was just the addendum. I don't know.
Mm.
Or just all that we saw. But, you know, who knows? But Michael I just thought that was... I thought the whole situation was weird. Like, I was like, girl, why are you doing this? Like, just... I mean, you young, he old, we know. I mean, like, really?
It's clear. Now, get your what she should have did instead of signing that renup, go get you a baby. Just have a baby. That's security for life. For life. Like, that's extended
security. Well, as we see, he's on the fence about having a baby.
I wonder why. Because when she said, do you think that I was with you for the wrong reasons? And he took that long pause and said, well, every man that has created a little bit of wealth thinks that. I was like, girl, that's a yes. That was a whole yes. Now go have that baby. Actually, go have a baby.
I feel like in my spirit, one is coming at some point. So I feel like, you know, season 5, we're going to see Ashley pregnant. Because Ashley ain't going nowhere.
No. She's going to be around for a long time.
She's going to be around the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can guarantee that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I hope she get 2 out of them.
Some twins.
Mm-hmm.
Blue and Ivy.
They got to be Australian names.
While he talking nonsense, I just want to let y'all know, for those of you who are out there, if you're watching us, take a listen to this. We are on iTunes, so be sure to like, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, please know that we are also on YouTube, so you can see our faces every time we say something crazy. Mm-hmm. You want to see these reactions. But either way, make sure that you guys keep listening, and we thank you for your support. Now,
thank you.
Speaking of support financially, let's talk about Candace's hairline. Now, we tend to like Miss Candace here at the show because she is called in and she has lots of flavor. And I really just like her in general.
I do, too.
She's bubbly and sweet. And I really like her relationship with her... at this point, I kind of like her relationship with Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like it's cool. What do you think about this hairline and her, well, really the situation with her mom?
I think it's a very hard situation because you can definitely tell that her mom treats her as though she's still that, like, 10-year-old little girl.
Yeah.
And I feel like when you go in business, especially when you're going in business with your parents, mm-hmm. there should be a common respect. And that common respect is not there. Yeah. Probably because her mom is the only one writing the checks. And her mom probably owns 99.25% of the business.
You know, I agree, actually. I mean, I feel like, you know, the moment you give someone power in a situation, particularly financial power, then you kind of like are almost at their mercy. You know what I'm saying? To do whatever it is they deem the correct way to do this.
I got a question.
Yeah.
You know I'll be having my questions.
Sure.
Why her mama have so many expectations when she come visit? Remember she said her mom expect flowers in the room, fresh room service, a bottle of champagne. Like,
well, it,
I need
let
to me, know.
Let's be clear, because what we saw were some Triscuits.
And barefoot.
And I don't know what type of wine it was.
It was a barefoot.
But Kroger. What I'm saying is, if that was the expectation, head on right on down to the Ralphs. Okay, you know.
DC ain't got Ralphs, do they?
I forgot what it is. I've been gone for so long, I forget what it is.
I
but
think I got a Kroger.
Wegmans. Go to the Wegmans.
Oh, yeah, Wegmans.
That's mm-hmm. what we got there. Mm-hmm. So get that stuff, you know, it's not that much. So maybe the expectation, like, I don't know. You know, hopefully it ain't that severe. My advice for you, Miss Candace, simply because I work in advertising and marketing, is that you should just up your Facebook ads and actually raise those ad spends, and that's going to increase your profits to your online store. So you ain't even really got to depend on mama for nothing else at any point in time. But you just hit me up on the side about that, girl. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm. DJ Richie Scott.
I feel like her mom is like an extended member of the cast to a certain degree. You know what I mean?
I agree. I laugh when I see her mother on screen, though.
Why?
Because, you know, she's a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
And I feel like any time that she's talking to Ashley is very much so like a therapy session. And Ashley like goes into like this little sunken place.
Oh, you mean Candace?
I mean Candace. Yeah, Candace. She's talking to Candace. Candace goes into like this little sunken place. And yes, mother. Yes, mother. And even like, I feel like when her husband, Chris, is it Chris?
Chris, yeah.
Yeah, when Chris comes into the room. I remember when Chris had announced that he had that additional child, that 13-year-old child, and they had told Candace's mom or whatever, and I feel like that was the nicest I've seen her on the show, Candace's mom. Yeah. She gave some really good advice to them.
Yeah.
But Chris, too, seems like he just falls into, like, a little, like, trance. Like,
Listen, here,
maybe because they know they need mama. Here,
well, okay. So I was just going to say this. Like, at the end of the day, she is paying for half of the expenses for the home.
That's a big house.
Okay. Mm. And from my like point of view, when I'm looking at the screen, it appears it's somewhere near the waterfront, which means that that's probably also quite expensive. Mm-hmm. So if she's taking care of half of it, it's almost kind of like you have to defer to her power.
But my thing is, you're about to get married. So like,
and then you're going to probably get your own place.
And that's what I'm thinking. Like, why wouldn't you just step out of that? And if you and Chris can afford a 2-bedroom, 1-bathroom, little spot on the east side, go get that.
Go southeast. They don't want to move to Hanover where Robin is.
What?
That's what I feel like. That's what it is. And I'm just being shady because I love that area. And
Hanover is good.
Y'all know I love Robin. I do.
I'm not a fan.
Love her.
I'm just glad she got furniture this year.
Goodbye. Okay, so speaking of Robin, we might as well dive on into this Robin versus Monique event war. Okay.
Where you going?
Okay. Okay. You're not going to put me on the spot.
Okay, Karen, you got to check your phone. You got to check Siri.
Siri. I feel like I'm done. Siri, can you do my taxes? I mean, I feel like... well, number one, you know, is there a way to go to both? In my mind, I'm like, I feel like the producers probably said, you can only go to one. Which one you going to?
I do feel like that.
I feel like that's what they said. Well,
and then the wardrobe is different. So you got to change in the car on the way to the other event because Candace's event, Monique's event is more classy, upscale.
Right.
And then Robin's event is in the basement. Of her townhouse.
It is not. See, here's my thing. With that situation, I feel like with Robin, because it's actually her event, I would probably lean more in that direction, mostly because she's speaking at it, she put it together, you know what I'm saying? So probably, I'm not saying it means more, but I'm just saying that she put more of the planning effort into it.
Where Robin lost me, I believe it was in the last episode when she was looking at event space, and she said it's going to be an empowerment event for women. I think, when I think of empowerment, I don't think of Robin. Like, to me, she more so puts women down, puts other women down. Then she built them up.
Interesting perspective.
You haven't seen that? Are we watching the same show? So I feel like when she said empowerment, I'm like, Robin, who you empowering? And then like, okay, then I'm going to go to an event to where you were to speak about you being entrepreneurial and the money you've made when.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so we talked about this before too. So when we were talking about, we had this discussion about the type of business Karen should start, right? Mm-hmm. And we actually said it should be women's empowerment, particularly in the financial arena. Why? Because people relate to a story, you know what I'm saying? And so it's easier for somebody to relate to the person who's been broke and poor and who has started to make strides, because then they can tell you, it's almost like, oh my God, I see myself in you, you know, to the broke people that's watching.
So has Robin made it to a certain stature to where she can give advice?
I feel like what they're giving us on camera and the way she's kind of describing it is that they're in a better financial situation and they're kind of rebuilding. And it almost sounds like to me now, the sole income used to be one. And now she's actually taking her steps forward to say, okay, I need to be doing something like this. Actually, really and truthfully, if they could actually get along for like 2 seconds, it would have been nice to see Robin and Karen do that type of event together.
Yeah.
Because they both come in from a situation where they've had to deal with crazy financial situations in the public eye.
I agree.
You know, now that I really
can you imagine what type of an event that would be?
Crazy. But that would have made for a really good storyline.
A real Bugetto event.
A real good storyline.
Yes, it would have been.
Because they would have been at each other's throats like they were today.
Mm-hmm. Karen O'Leary.
Karen. You know, Karen, here's the thing.
Karen tickles me.
Okay, Karen is to me, like, I don't know what other Housewives shows you watch, but she to me is this perfect mix of Phaedra, meets Ramona from New York. Like, it just, she just
not
has
Ramona.
This, yes. Yeah, because she, you see how, like, frazzled, like, whenever somebody asks her a question and she is not going to tell the truth, do you see how, like, crazed she gets?
Yeah, she's like a confessional bully. She in that confessional, she reading the girls for filth. But in person, but in she person, can't get her sentences together.
Like, I mean, like,
because she's trying to rehearse them in a car with Suri, and Suri can't get it straight, so she can't get it straight. Karen, I think that you might need to invest in a dictation service, or you might need to go Android.
It's called Matt. If he's not around, she is all to pieces.
Her
okay?
lawyer.
Her lawyer, her PR person, her assistant, her slave, whatever he,
whatever he is,
she needs him.
She does.
And not Siri.
Not Siri.
In terms of where all the ladies ended up kind of making their decisions to go, did you kind of like figure that that would happen? I actually figured that Candace would be going to Monique's event.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked that Candace wouldn't go to Monique's event. I thought that she would, that's her good Judy, her right. new good Judy on the show, so I thought that she was going there, but I can see from a business perspective why she said it would be more beneficial for her to go to your homegirl,
right.
Robbie Robb's event.
Ooh, you tried it. And then what about Charisse going to Monique's event?
Charisse loves the glitz and the glam, honey. Charisse got her coin. Well, she want to go hear about some other girls talk about making a coin. She got her coin. Charisse going to twirl around a ballroom and hopefully pick her up a piece. Right across from the White House.
Okay. Yeah, so I guess that is more appropriate for Charisse to go to. What do you think about Karen choosing Monique's event? Well, I mean, it's not really the... That's kind of a no-brainer, but like...
Karen didn't pick it. Suri picked it for her. Suri picked it for her.
Because you know what? The main group of this, like circle of women is really, you know, Giselle, Robin, Karen, and Charisse, just based on them being the originals,
yes.
I think. And I think from what I can see, based on photos, it looks like they really did have
a friendship,
a long-lasting friendship. Mm-hmm. Some of them may have been closer than others, but you know what I'm saying? They were in the same circle. So it's interesting to kind of see how the ladies are dividing at this point.
So you never answered the original question.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Where would you be? What they kept saying, next Friday is next Friday. So where are you going to be next Friday?
Oh my God, next Friday.
You
going to
be in the basement?
I'm actually booked. I'm sorry.
Did Suri tell you that?
Or Suri told me that.
Are you going to be in Robin's basement? Or are you going to be with the classic people?
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm going to say it like this. I'm going to be wherever the food is and wherever the champagne is flowing. That's where I'm going to be. Sorry.
Now you know Robin going to have a good food.
Ow, then I might have to be there.
But she's going to carry it from the upstairs to downstairs into the basement. And it's going to be in little pot warmer things that you got to light the flame
That's
underneath.
That's what you're going to do. That's not what
it's going to be in the foil pans. That I want to go to the bougie event where they give me a plated dinner. I get one piece of chicken, two string beans, and a half a roll. And I'm there. I'm here for it.
And I need to be at the event where I can go back for seconds and thirds.
With a buffet line. You know Robin gonna have a buffet line.
It's a maker's mark. Ooh. I'm just letting y'all know. Letting y'all know what I like.
BYOB at Robin event, though.
BYOB. Who y'all gonna tear down this woman's event? Women in power.
Go ahead and empower the people, Robin.
Speaking of power or powerless and ghosts and all that good stuff, I just needed a way to make that work. We're going to talk about Sherman now. Because, you know, he's been absent for quite some time.
And I'm so glad we have him in the studio today.
I'm so glad, too. Gosh. He might answer some questions, but as you guys know, he's very quiet.
Yes.
So listen closely.
If y'all hear him, let me know.
You see what I'm saying, right? That silence there, for those who are just listening, was me waiting in anticipation for Sherman to actually speak, and he said nothing. So, let's get on to it, because we are talking about Sherman's ghost. Now, this whole situation with... It's interesting, because I did not anticipate this to happen this way. I really thought that this was something that Giselle was playing for the cameras with this whole thing with Sherman, but, like, it is...
I didn't know the ghost had a
legit.
Past.
I didn't know the ghost had a past either.
I can't wait to get in that, D.
I didn't know that. Well, let's just dive right into it, because, I mean, really, what we've seen is, okay, let's start from what we know.
That Giselle was dating her friend's man, ex-husband.
I don't think it was that, though. I don't think they were, like, that close.
You knew?
Well, I didn't think about that.
They were in the pictures that... I love the Shady. Oh, I love a Shady producer. The Shady producer...
Well, these producers...
They threw the pictures up, and she was kicking it with homegirl. They were... It was several events, several dresses.
These photos make it look like... They do make it look like they have some type of relationship or something like that, right? So, that adds to the plot. Okay.
Giselle which is something sleeping with the neighbor's husband.
But look, here we... But also, too, we know that things seem to be working out well. Then Giselle was featured in People.
Yep.
There was, I guess, maybe a photo of him or a mention of him, and he finds himself in People magazine. And for some reason, he has an issue with it, but you was just at last year's reunion, sir. So, anyway.
That's kind of weird.
So, my thing is, I got a theory about this whole situation.
I need to hear it, because okay. I'm concerned.
I'm gonna get into it, and I want you to tell me what you think. So, then, he is starting to have these sorts of issues with the fact that he's being publicly scrutinized, right? Now, let's thicken the plot with Monique's tale of him being caught in the bushes.
In the bushes.
And in the park.
Mm-hmm. You know what park that was?
I have no... Some say it was Rock Creek Park in D.C., which mm-hmm. is kind of like in Maryland, actually, but I don't know.
Is that the Freaknik Park?
Well, that's what the people say, but mm. I don't know. And so, well, we'll send our investigative journalists out to find out, though.
Yes.
We have spies everywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then she tells us this story about him creeping and getting a job done. Whatever kind of job that was. And getting arrested.
And getting arrested.
Now, here's my thing. I don't know about any of y'all, and this is no judgment to anybody that does parks and recreations, but what I'm saying is, if you're going to go to work, there's plenty of other places to go besides the park.
I don't know.
Don't go to the park. This, like, that's so... Ooh, you basic. You basic for going to the park.
No.
If this is true.
Let the people live the way they want to live. Some people go to the park, and I'm not a park goer. Let me state that fact first. I'm not a park goer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's only one park I go to in D.C.
The park at 14.
Yes. That's the only park.
It's a restaurant and bar in D.C.
Love it. Love it. But some people like that, I guess, that thrill.
Mm-mm.
And I feel like maybe he liked thrill.
No, sir. Not when you have
He married when he got caught?
It sounds like that's the story that Monique was telling. But here's the thing. You, sir, have been... Now, listen... I understand the temptations to get the job done anywhere and wherever you can is just heavy at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I just feel like, yo, wait. Can you go someplace respectable? Like,
ain't like
you
broke. He got money.
Like,
he got money.
What you do is you give her to get the room, mm-hmm. and then you cash app her.
Yes.
Whatever you got to do. I'm just trying to think of something.
Teach the people.
Right. Do something different. Because if you got the potential to be caught getting the job done and getting mm-hmm. arrested... That's going to look bad. So now...
You sound very experienced in this field.
I'm doing my journalism.
Oh, right. That's okay. Good journalist right there.
Investigation. So think about it like this. He know he got a pass, right?
Yeah.
And he also knows that the spotlight is being put on him. So now...
But this is not a new realization. This is not new.
But it had to be even more like... Because I think back then when he appeared on the reunion, nobody was really, really talking about him like that.
Mm-hmm.
But now you're being featured in People magazine. So now you're probably thinking to yourself, okay.
Was he not on episode one?
He was.
At the picnic?
But I don't think that, I think something happened, and this is what I think happened. I think at some point in time, he got word that Miss Kendall, who is coming up in the next episode,
his
who
ex-wife?
Monique mentioned mm-hmm. tonight,
mm-hmm.
so we just got a hint of her. I think he got wind that she was going to be joining the cast in some capacity. That's why I think he ended up disappearing.
And I ain't gonna lie, she cute.
She is cute.
She housewives cute.
I feel like, now listen, I'm like, in my mind, I'm interested because I'm like, could this be a new potential cast
member? So that's what made him nervous.
I feel like that's what made him nervous.
And back out.
And go ghost. But she probably didn't even know at the time that this woman was coming into the scene.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody else knew. So Charisse knew. Monique knew. And Charisse had to know because Charisse brought her to the event to meet Monique.
Catch that tea. Charisse is very messy.
Boom.
When is she getting her, and the peach? I don't know what they got in D.C., but when is she getting her, when she getting her spot flower? Back? When she getting her spot back?
I don't know, but listen, it appears to be like ain't much more room for that many more spots because we got a whole lot of
but
women.
But they keep
here.
It up, though. They
and
keep
I love it,
up,
though. That's what I do. Up. I love it because to me, this is like a crazy turn of events that I wasn't prepared for.
I thought Sherman was backing away from Giselle because she wanted it too bad. Because she kept saying like, oh, we've been together for a year and a half, and after a year and a half, and after a year and a half. And I'm like, a year and a half is not that long. Well, old people it is. I forgot. To old people, that's a long time.
Good night, everybody. Oh, no. No, what I'm thinking is this. So this is what I'm thinking. Okay, for her, it's probably like, I done brought you around my kids. So there might be a little...
She said that on the show.
Yeah, there might be a little bit of a level of like expectation. Not really expectation, but like this might be going somewhere. And I want to know where it's going because... You know, they love you. I love you. Yada, yada. Who knows? Mm-hmm. But listen, now he ghosts and that's all we know. So we're going to have to wait until next week to figure out exactly who Kendall is. I was trying to do some research and I could not really find anything on her as of yet. But I will.
Sure will.
I will.
And Sherman, since you don't want to join the cast of The Real Housewives of Potomac, you have a spot here at AfterBuzz TV.
An open seat, if you will.
Open seat. We got comfy couches and chairs.
Boom.
And headphones.
Boom. So let's get into one of our favorite segments, which is the MVP of the episode. So for those of you who do not know or who are unfamiliar with it, what we do is we really talk about the person who had the most impact this episode. And tonight, it's going to be extra special because you guys haven't seen Jay Lamar yet and you not know who he actually likes and who he doesn't like. Well, we know he doesn't like Robin, so it's not going to be her.
That's a fact.
But who is going to be your MVP of the episode?
Can I get a drum roll? My MVP of the episode goes to... Candace's mom!
She
is a boss. You hear me?
She is a boss.
She is a boss. She is a boss.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm here for her in every bit of way.
Yeah.
She's... I don't want to say bi-coastal, but she's mm-hmm. between Atlanta and D.C.
Yeah.
She's a therapist.
Yep.
She's contributing to her household. She's probably paying child support for Chris's children. Mm-hmm. I think she is the real MVP of this episode. I'm here for her. I hope she comes to the reunion.
You know what? I can definitely get down with that one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to have to say for me, the MVP of this episode... She had very little screen time in this episode. I have to give it to Karen because she gave me the most laugh out loud moment when she was denying whether or not, however she was denying, going to Robin's event. And if there is nothing I love more, it's to see Karen flustered. Nothing I love more.
Nothing. Karen comes up with the worst excuses.
The worst. And it's like, girl, you couldn't come up with anything else.
No, just what she
like, you're just deflecting.
My phone is in the car. And you know, my screen broke. And it looks so nasty. You don't even want to see my screen because my screen is just terrible. Just like Karen. You ain't got the lie. What? I actually said Karen. Karen, you ain't got the lie.
I am here for it. All right, so we've gone over our MVP of the episode. Let's get into some news and gossip really quickly.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, as you guys know, I was on the hunt to find out more information about Miss Kendall and Wan Wan. I could not find anything about her. But like I said, rest assured, we will know something by next week.
Mm-hmm.
Trust us on that. But what I did unearth was an interview with Giselle in the Daily Dish at Bravo TV. And they were asking her about the breakup with Sherman. And here's what she had to say.
Ooh.
It's very weird to kind of date publicly. And yes, I was very apprehensive about introducing Sherman to all the ladies because they are the worst. They always want to scrutinize people. They want to tear people apart from head to toe. They want to scrutinize the relationship. So I was a little hesitant. She indicates also Robin knew him and Charisse already knew him. So I felt comfortable with that. And he's a great guy. So apparently, you know, she's still on good terms with Sherman at this point in time. But they're just not together. And she indicates that typically she doesn't go back. So,
like I said, I think that she looked at thirsty. Anytime she's on camera with Sherman, I think she wanted it to work so bad. And I think, as Monique said, why would she want to go from one cheating man to another cheating man?
And did she know about this cheating situation? That's what we need to also find out.
If you can Google it, so can she.
I might have to do that. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get into our predictions for next week's episode.
And now, you're after us, TV.
I love that.
Hey, you like the lighting.
I like the lighting.
All right, so what you think is going to go down next week? Tell me.
So, I think that Giselle is going to fall out with a couple of the girls due to Sherman's ex-wife joining the cast. I don't know if it's just for that night or if she's staying on for the rest of the season. But I definitely think that Giselle's going to have a problem with a couple of the girls.
I agree with you on that. And my prediction is Kendall is here for the rest of the season.
I hope so. Because like I said, she's cute.
She's cute. I can't wait to see what she kind of gives, you know, in... You know, and if she gets an interview, then we know she's here for the long run.
Oh, yeah, if she gets a confessional?
If they give her an interview, then she's definitely in it to win it. And how will she feel about... How will Giselle really react to this woman now being a part of the circle?
And don't let Lil Mama slay in that confessional and look better than Giselle in some of them wigs.
Because I feel like she's going to kill it.
Oh, she's going to
win. Because she's a looker. So
she is. Oh, she's going to bring it.
That's going to be really, 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 really interesting.
And I'm here for it. I feel like Giselle and Robin, they need something to shake up in there. Those two best friends in high school that I would just like catch in the bathroom by themselves. I just, they ruffle my feathers, the both of them together. Ooh, I can't stand them.
I am here for them and Little Miss Ashley because I feel like they keep it going. And I predict also that Monique's event is going to be messy AF.
Okay, whose event?
I feel like it's going to be great, but I'm just saying with Kendall showing up, mm-hmm. I feel like it's going
to
get messy.
Do you think anybody will double dip and go to both events?
You know, if it was me, I would definitely go to both events.
Yeah, I would.
But I feel like they're in two separate places, so I don't know if we'd make it in
time. Oh, mileage. That's mileage. Kind of, yeah. That's about a good 45 minutes.
If Monique's event is down near the White House, mm-hmm. and your event is somewhere else,
it's in Hangover.
You know what? I'm not messing with you. That's all we got for y'all tonight. Listen, if y'all enjoyed this, and even if you didn't, who cares? I need you to comment below because we comment back. I need you to like this. I need you to share it with your friends. Post it on Instagram and Twitter and all of your other social media platforms because we want to hear from you. We want to know what you guys think about everything that we just talked about tonight. I'm one of your hosts, DJ Richie Scott. You guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at DJ Richie Scott. And where can they find you?
Yo, Blondie? It's your boy Jay Lamar, the blonde bombshell. You guys can find me on Instagram and all social media outlets at I am Jay Lamar.
All right, guys, that's it for tonight's episode of The Real Housewives of Potomac. We did 9 and 10. Like I said, keep tuning in. We'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.